Hi everyone, it's McColgan and it's Friday 23rd of March and I'm out walking again and it's absolutely gorgeous. I headed up the street through the various parks and I headed off with my big heavy jacket, a jumper and below it, the scarf on my neck, my cap and my big gloves. And now I am coming back and I've stripped down to, well, everything's in the backpack apart from the fleecy jacket, which I can't get in the backpack. I've got everything else is in there apart from a couple of shop messages. So, irrelevance, it's a beautiful day, the fog finally cleared, the sun punched a hole through the fog, and it is gorgeous now and warm, really warm. Nothing but dafts. Song. Anyway, this boot is my today's boot. Oh, I get confused sometimes on what I'm going to say. It's the day after, my day after the day before boot. I'm trying to do a series on this. I've explained that in the last one, so I won't go through it again. Yesterday, what did I do yesterday? Yes, okay. Yesterday morning was a lovely morning from the onset, and so my wife on a Thursday goes up to her sister's in her hometown and visits the family up there and is usually back down by 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, and so that gives me time to do what I want. So yesterday, apart from my usual time on computer on the internet and messing about with things, I could get my records on and get the volume up. And I did that, and it was great because, you know, listening to records when you're on a computer, it's not the same. You can listen to music on your computer, you can listen to music on the radio, but when you put records on, there's something draws you, so the swivel chair gets swung round, faces the record player and the speakers, and the computer goes into the background and non-existence for the time the records are on. And I'm really big into Hummel. Some pronounce it Hummel. It's H-U-M-M-E-L. And he was a fantastic composer, an amazing improvisationalist pianoist. God, that's sore. That hurt my mouth. The classical and romantic period, he kind of got left out along with people like Spohr and that. But he is brilliant and I've started collecting his stuff. He's just an amazing, amazing person, and his piano music. People probably heard the Hummel's Trumpet Concerto. That's a famous, famous piece. But believe me, getting his other stuff, his piano music is on par and in some parts better than Mozart and Beethoven. So anyway, I do anything rather than talk what I'm supposed to talk about. So I listened to my records, which is great. And it's such a lovely day. When my wife came back down, we decided, as sometimes we do, to pop down to another town, which is another kind of market town, far, far better than our town. And we went down and had a little walk around the stores, as we do. It's in and out the shops on, you know, open streets, as it were. There are arcades, we tend to skip through them, come back to the main streets. And then there's a Witherspoons that we go to down there, because I don't drink much now at all, hardly drink at all, but I'm a real A-list, if anybody appreciates that. And when I did drink, I swallowed a fair few gallons of amazing brews, some of the best brews in Yorkshire, which I dearly love. Yorkshire's a fantastic place, and the little breweries down there are great. So apart from that, we went into the Witherspoons, and they've got the Ale Festival on. Witherspoons run these things regular, and you can have the thirds, which is basically, instead of having a complete pint, you can have a third pint. They're little glasses, and you can have a selection. You can have three thirds, one of that, one of that, one of that. And they usually have The ales can go up to about 60 ales during the festival period, but they obviously don't have 60 pumps, so they phase them through, and you maybe have 10 or 12 real ales on at one time. So I had 3/3 yesterday, and it was absolutely lovely. I had one, now, I can't remember all three's names, because that's a problem I'm having just now, is short-term memory loss, and I think I'll do another beer on that, if I remember. I remember things that happened yesterday, or even just earlier on. So anyway, I had this one called Titanic. I think it was 10 fathoms below. And it was very nice, actually. And the description of these beers are always great, what the title is, you know. Reflecting on the iceberg of 1/10 is this, but once you get to the 9/10 below, it reveals itself. So it was nice. The other one, I can't remember, is a kind of almost an amber ale. It was really nice. And the other one was an ale called Smoky or Smoking or something. Can't remember the second half. And Smoky, yeah, it was Smoky, okay. It was like drinking smoke as the kids go by on their little scooters on the Rumble Bridge. Yeah, smoking. And I love things smoky. I mean, I was a great malt whiskey drinker, and Talisker Lafroig, which absolutely peaty, smoky, CBD, everything. And the first taste of this was great, but you know what the aftertaste was? Blue cheese. And I love blue cheese, but in an ale. It was too smoky for an ale, and the aftertaste of blue cheese, no. Didn't get a good score on the book for me, that one at all. So anyway, we did that. We had... When we go into these places, this is another thing I'll try and say about this, is that when me and my wife get out walking, or when... We sit in places like little pubs or Witherspoons. We end up chatting more about ourselves and about life than we do through the whole week. It's amazing. And so we sat for a good hour and chatted about this, that and the next thing. Put the world to rights. And then we came home and walked back to the car. We always park at the edge of this town and walk. It's a good 3/4 mile into the shops. But we prefer to do that, especially if it's a nice day, rather than try and squeeze into these parking spaces and get your car scraped with shopping trolleys. So we walked back in beautiful, glorious sunshine and chatted all the way back to the car and chatted all the way home. And we come back the country route, which passes through little villages. And one of the villages, believe me, is called California. California, aye. Nothing in it, but that's its name. So anyway, we got home. And because it was such a beautiful afternoon when we got home, we had our dinner. My wife makes great traditional dinner. She will not eat anything. She doesn't know what pasta tastes like. She doesn't know what rice tastes like. She doesn't know what anything else tastes like, apart from maybe a little bit of ham and pineapple pizza. And it's only because there's ham and pineapple out, because she loves them. But she's a very, very plain Jane when it comes to eating and cooking. But our home cooking is great. So we had a lovely dinner, new potatoes, or as we see up here, new tatties. And then I went out to the pond because it was so beautiful. The fish were up looking for food. My koi, my little friends. And I've got a problem with string algae, they call it, because of the sudden rise in the sunshine, sunrise in temperatures. And so I had to spend a good couple of hours and backbreaking stuff, getting this stuff fished out and scooped out. And of course the fish just dart about because I haven't a bloody clue what you're doing. But then once things settled down, I cleaned the filter out. The sun was still there, so I sat on the edge of the pond and fed the fish and relaxed. And it was lovely. You know, a real, I'd say almost an early summer day, less than a spring day, because there was a bit of heat there. And I did that. What did I do after that? Thursday night, what did I do after that? Oh yes, I remember now. By that time it was after 6 and I like to catch the Scottish news. Not that it's entertaining anyway, but because it's the Scottish news, I just like to actually hear what may possibly be going on in Scotland. It's worthy of listening to. And guess what? All they wanted to talk about was the budget. Doesn't interest me that. It does affect me, but I'd rather get some actual, you know, relevant news to the country rather than the budget which affects the country as a whole, so not good. And so by that time it was 7 o'clock and we just sat down with a cup of tea, relaxed, with the conservatory door open, because the heat in there was amazing in the afternoon. It was actually, you know, I'd say about 10 degrees warmer than the actual their living room. So when I slid the big door open, this wafty tropical air swept in and sat there. My bare feet were getting this lovely toasty feeling, and it was absolutely great. So I mean, we haven't done that since last summer. Usually when you open the conservatory door up here in our part of the world, it's the opposite. The hot air rushes into the conservatory and you end up frozen. So yeah, that was enjoyable. So we had a nice night, and it was a lovely evening. I went out the back door at night. Blackbirds were on the roofs. I spoke at them before, and yeah, they were singing their little hearts out, and it's a joy, it's a nostalgic thing, blackbirds singing in the rooftops or in the treetops or wherever they're singing, but you know what I mean. The song of the blackbird in the evenings, when I love the evening, is pure magic, it's mystical, and it's great when it comes round again every year. So that was my day. Went to bed about 10:30 as usual. We're always 99 times out of 100 in bed by 10:30. And it was a great day. We had a great day. And I hope I have many more great days like that. So I'm going to cut off now. I'm back on the main street. I've only got about 200 yards to go to home. But as you can hear now, we're getting traffic noise. So I'll leave it at that. Hope you enjoyed my little boo story from yesterday. And I think, as far as I'm concerned anyway, it's a kind of diary in reverse for me, a retrospective diary, so even if nobody else listens to it, I know I can call back and look back in the near future or the far future and pick these little tales up, remind myself of what I actually did, because they say my memory is beginning to go, and I may not remember, and probably even if I play the story back, I may go, what was I talking about? So okay folks, leave it at that, and bye for now.